Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crap Is, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Profs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and with me today is the gorgeous, talented, sweet Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, welcome to finally Shit Is Happening on Below Deck Day.
Oh my goodness. This episode was absolutely crazy. Wow.
Yeah, Below Deck takes a minute because they change the cast every season. And so every season it takes a minute for shit to really go down. And this is the episode where that did in fact happen for me on Below Deck Mediterranean.
I know. It was so bonkers. I mean, the chef quit. Huge fight, huge drunken fight. And my favorite part is that no one seemed to notice or care that Matt was missing. There was like a moment of like, hey, where's Matt? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, back to the fighting. Like literally, like no one cared. It was so perfect.
Yeah. Well, everybody, thanks for being here. Go join Patreon, patreon.com/watchcrappins. We do two videos a week over there, video recaps on our Crappins on Demand. And we also do bonuses. This week's bonus is something you guys have been requesting a lot through social media, and that is my unorthodox life on Netflix. We're going to recap the first episode this week. So come on, check that out. That'll be up towards the end of the week. And thanks to everybody who sponsors us there. You literally make life worth living, so thank you. And yeah, now text. We're on to Below Deck Mediterranean. You know, even the previouslys were pretty good on this one, which I appreciate. And this Roy Orbison Jr., sir, wow, this guy's like the nicest bridge troll. like he's sweet, but you know that he sleeps under a bridge and just waits to come out and scare you.
Like a lovely troll who could not help that that's the life he was born into.
Yeah, it's just his thing, but he's living it. He's living it well. You know, he seems happy, so.
Very happy. And there's like all this chaos. There's a lot of chaos leading into this episode because they were trying to dock. But then he was getting drunk and he's trying to jump off the corner of the boat. And Sandy is like, what's going on back there? Gosh, what's happening? And then Z is all nervous because he has to do a heaving line. And it's dark out. And then the rope is unfurling really fast. And then the rope sort of snaps off the spool. And they're like, Z! And that was like the cliffhanger. Like, did Z die? Like, Z might have died. We don't know if Z's alive anymore.
But then, of course, we come back today and Captain's like, oh, wow. Well, we're going to add some extra lines, I guess. And then Malia's like, yeah, you know, lines snap all the time. You know, obviously that can be nerve-wracking, but Z secured the lines very, very quickly. I'm impressed.
Yeah, basically everything was fine. It was just another dock. So so then Roy is just like still drunk. His wife is so pissed at him. And he's like, you guys are all embarrassing ourselves and email our plums. Okay, plums. They did that thing with the subtitles are just like gibberish, you know?
Yeah. And he's like, guess what? I'm gonna go to bed now. Okay. So he bows to the camera with blessed hands. He's like, sweet dream camera.
He like blows a kiss towards the cameraman. And just like smiles. Yeah. And I'm sort of like, oh, he's so awful, but kind of lovely right now.
Oh, yeah. He's a sweet disaster.
He is sweet. He blew a kiss at us, you know? He's like, I'm a disaster, but I'm going to blow you a kiss because I respect you.
Yeah. You know, you did just piss all over the floor as well. But you know what? We'll call it even. All right. So then Lexi and Courtney are talking in the kitchen and Courtney's eating some ice cream. And Lexi's like, are there any more spoons? Like, I don't know if you've been sucking dick or anything. And Malia's like, oh, my God, Lexi, you're so funny. But I don't think you mean to be funny. I just think you're being honest.
Do you know she has a burn list? Do you know that? And Katie's walked in. She goes, do you have a burn book like on Mean Girls? And Lexi's like, yeah, it has 45 names on it. 45 names on it.
Yeah. And Lexi's just cracking up. And Courtney says, like, she wants people dead or she wants people to bang because I have a banged list. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. And Matt comes through and he's like, how many people wronged you, Lexi? And Lexi's like, well, your name's on that list. I'm sure it is like five times over. I'm sure actually the entire cast and crew is on that list at this point.
Yeah. So then David is outside smoking with Lloyd, and he's like, "It takes me a couple of months to know whether or not I like someone." Oh, yeah, you seem like a real dangerous guy, David.
And then
So, yeah.
Lloyd is like, "I'm often reserved in a new situation. You know, it depends on how I feel. And once I feel comfortable, then I feel like I'm able to share more things about myself. Like, for instance, did you know I once was involved in competitive kite flying? I was. I had to do it while on a unicycle, and the first person who could fall off the unicycle was eliminated, and I won 3 years in a row, but I gave it all up for dancing."
I've already shared my duck dance and my TikTok, so I'm not really sure how much vulnerable I'm willing to be. But my walls are coming down quickly. You're not on The Bachelor, dude. Stop with your vulnerable and your fucking walls coming down. Weirdo sweep. Get out there and squeegee something.
I did tell you that I worked at a car dealership and they threw books at my head until I smiled. But what I didn't tell you is that some of those books were unabridged versions of the Merriam-Webster dictionary. It hurts so much. My walls are down.
So David's saying, Malia is such a good bosun. She's the absolute cream of the creamy croppity tip top crop crop. Amazing, isn't she?
I'm so naughty by saying fucking before crop.
So Z and Matt are doing trash, and Matt's like, "So, what's your vibe for tomorrow? What's your vibe with Courtney? Yeah, you're gonna stick it in. What are you gonna do with her? Tell me everything."
And he just wants to get wasted, right? So then and then they're like, the other guests, the sober guests, are like, "I wonder what kind of argument they're having down there in the rooms." That's like my version of a Swedish accent. And Roy
Well,
is
that's the
like,
guy, but the lady named Diva talks so much like a lady named Diva. She's like, "Well, it's much safer to jump in the ocean than to be downstairs in bed with his wife right now, I'll tell you that." I'm like, okay, Ethel Merman, thanks for joining us today.
and then we just hear Roy go, "Do you have a heater in there?" And Asa says, "Go the fuck to sleep."
Like everything at IKEA was named after being mad at your husband. Ding, ding.
So Courtney gets happy because she's recognized for her hard work. Katie says something to Courtney, and Courtney feels happy that she's being recognized. And people are going to bed, and Katie is up late vacuuming, and she's talking about how, you know, when she was younger, Stu, she was up to like 5 in the morning vacuuming, and she was crying, and it was traumatizing, and that's why she rotates her Stus, that way they don't get basically burned out with late night shifts. So kind of setting up the fact that clearly Lexi is going to lose her mind about something pertaining to the ship that she's on.
Yeah. So then the crew mess, Lloyd is hanging out with David eating, and Lexi comes in, and I think she's eating something because he says, "Are we having a little drivel?" Something like that. I don't know. She's spitting or something. He goes, "It's all right. We don't judge here." Oh, isn't Malia a tippity top cream of the crop? She's like, "Yes, you do judge. You judged me talking to myself. You know what? Very intelligent people talk to themselves. I Googled it."
And then they laugh at her for Googling that she, you know, talking to herself or whatever. And then she's like, "Yeah, I'm very smart. I actually have a bio, like I majored in bio, and then I got into nursing school, but I didn't have enough money to go because I spent my money on 3 cars."
Yeah. And she's like, "Yeah, I really don't know how to manage money. It like just happens." So she has a biology degree. Is that the same as a physics degree?
I was confused because she
Because I
later
got
said
tripped up.
physics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, is it a double major? Is it a biophysics? I'm not
Or
sure what
are
it
you
was.
lying, ma'am?
It's science. She has a science degree.
Okay.
So, some guests are up, some are still asleep, and the ones that are up want to eat right now. So Lexi goes into the kitchen, and Lexi's the only one that's on right now because it's breakfast, and she tells Matt that they want to eat. And he's like, "Okay, well, I gotta wait for Katie. Okay, can you get Katie for me?" And she's like, "Well, Katie is asleep, and I'm like the breakfast girl, so I can't get Katie."
Well, let's just do the pastries first. Those are lemon poppy seed muffins, so just do that, okay? And she's like, "Do you want me to wait for the other ones so I don't have to go up and down, then like up and down again. And he's like, sure. And then he goes with his knives and he starts like organizing them very slowly. And
he's
she's
like, yeah.
Unbelievable fucking idiot.
She's just muttering. She's watching him act, you know, move very slowly. And like, he's just sort of going at a leisurely pace, which admittedly you're thinking to yourself, this guy should maybe have a little bit more pep in his step. But also she could just bring the pastries up and then come down and bring some more pastries up, but whatever. So there's just like this weird.
Oh, hell no. Those are fighting words to me. Double the stairs. No,
double
sir.
Double stairs.
I think he's fucking with her on purpose because he's literally like organizing his knives and he's just putting like lukewarm things on a plate, right? Or room temperature stuff. So she's like, I'm done being nice. He's not even a man. He's just a bratty little boy trying to wield some power over me.
Yeah. And then later on, like a few moments later, he is like taking orders from the guests and everything. So he's also kind of like cutting her out of what she should be doing. So then Lexi goes up to Courtney and she's like, I'm going to kill him. I swear to God. Okay. Like he was like, where's Katie? Okay. Like I'm going to fucking kill him.
Yeah. And he says, well, on my first charter, I realized there were communication problems. So I'm only dealing with Katie now. I figure if I piss her off enough, she won't want to be on service. Annoying people is my superpower.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what's funny is I thought he said knowing people is my superpower. I was like, but now that you say that it's annoying people, I'm like, oh yes, much more accurate.
Yeah. So she's like, did you serve stuff or did you radio me? He's like, no, I just served it. She goes, why didn't you just radio me? He's like, because I wanted to serve it. She's like, I'm gonna burn him alive. I'm gonna kill him.
Although it's funny because she's like, I don't want to serve breakfast with him. But then he goes and serves it and she's mad that he served it. So then.
Because you were right what you said before. Like in one way, he's making it hard for her to serve. But then he's also like trying to upstage her service.
Yeah.
So he's just trying to annoy her in every single way.
Why she's mad. So then we keep cutting to David in the bathroom going, oh, that's filthy. Oh, that's terrible. And Muriel, you smell terrible. Oh, it's filthy. I'm like, why do we keep, like, he clearly took an enormous dump and we keep coming back to, why do we keep coming back to David in the bathroom with his stinky ass poop?
That's one of their tropes on this show. They love a good stinky poop scene on this show.
Yeah.
Every year there's someone making a really stinky poop that they cut back to like the entire episode. So Lexi's still bitching about, she sees Katie and she's like, do not put me near him or I will strangle him. And Katie says, oh, what a hectic day to walk into then. And Lexi's like, oh my God, look at Katie, not even trying to deal with this. I mean, managing, not her strong suit. I mean, she's a nice girl, but nice doesn't always meet the criteria for this, or the criteria for this industry. Okay.
I'm like, Lexi, this is like, I was like, okay, Lexi is on one today because I didn't really think it was so bad. She told Katie and Katie's like, okay, got it. And then immediately she's like, she's not managing. She's not managing. I'm like, you're on breakfast. Like, what is she supposed to do?
Yeah. So then cut to Roy being like, I was going to jump last night. I was going to jump off the boat, guys.
And it just cuts to his wife just being like, we're getting a divorce as soon as we step on dry land.
So Lexi's still bitching about Matt. And Katie's like, you know, systems are the easy part of all of this. It's managing people and emotions that gets hard. You know, she's the second stew. They have to work through their differences. That's it.
Yeah, because Lexi's saying, he was going off. Don't put me on breakfast with him. I will fucking strangle him. And Katie's like, okay, well, that's not going to happen. So then back to David in the bathroom going, oh, it's fucking horrendous. Oh, shit. And he starts to hear him spraying. It's like, you're a psh. And then all of a sudden the fire alarm goes off.
Yeah. And Matt sees Katie and he's like, hell's Katie vibing, Katie. So the fire alarm's going off and everybody's like, are we dying or like what's happening? And Roy's like, it's distracting as that is, can't get me away from this table. Wow, what food?
Yeah. And so I thought that maybe David had lit a match in there to help with something. But it turns out he just had sprayed so much. Well, at first they say it's deodorant, but ultimately it's air freshener I did, because Malia says, does anyone know why the fire alarm went off? He's like, air freshener. Me, you know, it's bad enough to set off the fire alarm on the boat. It's another I have to explain it to the girl I'm attracted to. And it's hard to explain it to the girl you're attracted to when she happens to be the cream of the fucking crop, bosun. Wow, best bosun ever.
Do you think that's why he always smells good? Because he's always spraying so much Febreze in the bathroom?
Probably. He's probably just one of those...
severe pooper. He's like an IBS guy.
Well, there's some people who put on way too much deodorant. You know, they just smell like a crazy locker room. I remember one time there was a, like 20 years ago, there was a news story of a kid who died. He put on, he was obsessed with putting on deodorant. He put on so much deodorant. I think the heavy metals in the deodorant, like the aluminum, he like poisoned himself basically with too much deodorant.
Jeez.
True story, everyone. True story.
God, come to watch what happens to feel comforted.
Yeah.
We're all going to die.
Want a little bit of stink. You want a little bit of stink, otherwise you're going to die. Just kidding.
So the captain comes out. And she's like, false alarm. Someone sprayed too much deodorant, which is hilarious. And guess why? Legal. And it was written down before we took off. Okay, everybody, continue on with your croissant.
I can't believe Captain Sandy actually explained why the fire alarm went off. I would not have been like, guess what? Too much deodorant. Someone on our crew just, they took
someone
a big
poop. Someone just dropped a load. Yeah, hey. That load was so big Humpty Dumpty could have sat from it.
You know, I have to say I like naming people after wind, but not after the breeze, if you get what I'm saying.
David wanted to save this till the end of the season, but your wind is Febreze. Okay.
I would say what your wind is, but I think you broke it.
So Katie and Lexi are polishing silver, and Courtney's kind of standing behind them, and Lexi's like, wow, so that was really something this morning with Matt. I was like, what are you doing? Katie's just like, uh-huh, yeah. And I was like, come on, Katie, like, why did you do that? And she goes, well, I'll rotate because it keeps it fresh. And she's like, no, we're not gonna rotate. She goes, I mean, I get what you're trying to do, but no.
And Lexi goes, Katie is good at playing innocent. She's like, I have no idea what's going on, but she's like choosing sides with Matt, and she's pretending she has both of our backs, like, which is bullshit. I'm like, I don't think Katie cares enough right now about this stupid feud that you guys have. Like, right now, your arguments are that, like, you were standing in his dirt pile, and now that there was, like, about taking out trays. I just don't think this is high on Katie's priority list.
No, and Lexi's been trying this with Katie the whole season. Every little thing, she's like, that's not how you manage. So so then the little kids are playing hide and seek, and Captain Sandy hides from him, and we get a little cam of Roy Orbison Jr. the third, or whatever, hiding. And it's wacky.
And then the deckhands, Lloyd, is talking about having watched Crocodile Dundee recently, and he's like, I watched that the other day, and there are some very derogatory words in there. I was not expecting them to say that. And Malia's like, oh, what are you talking about, me? She's like, no, Crocodile Dundee. She's like, of course. And actually, the reason... But by the way, I did also see Crocodile Dundee relatively recently, maybe about 2 years ago. It was like on TV. And there's like some hella problematic shit in there. I was surprised.
I think every movie from that time, because even Soap Dish, you know, if you watch Soap Dish now, it's like, because we're always saying, oh my God, Soap Dish, we love Soap Dish. And I was showing it to my niece, and she was like, why are you showing me this? It's a lot of problematic stuff, guys. Times change.
I feel like really there's only one big problematic thing on Soap Dish. Only one. Was there other really problematic stuff too?
We can't talk about it if we're just going to be wussies and just say that one. I don't want to say it because that was problematic.
No, but yeah, it's not. I don't want to spoil anything.
It's just watching that, you know, movies from that time period. It's like,
but Crocodile Dundee was actively like, there was like a scene when he went into a bar and was like hitting on a lady, and it turns out it was a trans lady. And then they're like, he's like, oh, that's a man. And like, grabs the lady by the crotch. And then they like heckle her and kick her out of the bar. It's like the most transphobic scene in the middle of Crocodile Dundee. And you're like, what? But that's, you know, like in the 80s, you know, we weren't as aware. Right. And so it's just like shocking to see it now. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah, I haven't seen that since I was a kid. I remember thinking, I didn't have the words for it, but I think that's when I finally understood what toxic masculinity. I was like, ew, ugh, it's a straight guy wandering around with a big knife.
Yeah, I mean, literally, the "that's not a knife, this is a knife" is truly the encapsulation of toxic masculinity in like two lines of dialogue.
Well, speaking of toxic masculinity, let's get back to Below Deck.
Yeah.
So Roy, basically everybody's happy, and Roy's like, "Wow, this is everything we could have wished for. Matt is the most surprising." Oh, because they're leaving now. Matt was just the most surprising. I mean, he does look like Bradley Cooper playing Batboy. So, wow, you know, he didn't suck out anyone's blood. So, well done. Here's some money.
So, yeah, so there, yeah, there's, I'm lost.
Oh, sorry. They just left. I just kicked them
off. Oh, they left. Okay.
So then Matt's like patting himself on the shoulder. He's like, yeah, you know why? Because I plan my desserts in advance and my meals in advance. And that's why it gets me ahead. And Malia's like, so he's like, yeah, so you can make lunch, right? She's like, I guess we can make some ramen noodles or something. And right. The captain comes up to him and she's like, Matthew, every day we drop off, you got to do crew lunch. He's like, oh, but I thought I'd have the day to clean and organize.
Matt, it's like PB&J sandwiches. Okay, figure it out. You're a chef. You can do this. Okay. Especially when you like, when he made that elaborate Thai lunch for the crew last episode or two episodes ago. Okay. So he's now acting like he is the most beleaguered chef in the history of chefs. Okay. So she's like, just do crew lunch. Okay. So now they're cleaning. And that's the tip meeting.
Crew your food.
Crew the crew.
Your food.
Listen, I don't know where to start. This is the first season ever where I've not heard one guest complain other than the night when we cooked. Because remember when Matt freaked out because his knee hurt. And so we all had to cook and everyone complained and we almost were ruined because of Matt. Remember that? And the camera just like closes up on his face, looking all like,
yeah. So Lloyd's like, oh, look at all this money, 21 grand. You want me to slap you with it? And then Katie's like, yeah, I'm hungry. And Matt's like, oh my effing G, guys. Because they know that he's mad that he has to make lunch. So he storms off. He's like, you guys fucking suck.
Yeah, and Zia's like, he's irritated he has to cook lunch. But, like, we need to eat. So they're just, like, all laughing because cooking food, lunch for the crew is, like, the norm. And that's, like, what people do. And Matt's like, I thought I'd have time to sit down and plan menus and do prep and inventories. It's just that, like, what needs to be done when you're on your own department, you get no support, and, like, it's not sustainable if there's no time off in between trips. I'm like, sorry, Matt, this is, like, season 8 of whatever of this show. Like, it's been sustainable across this entire show and all its spinoffs. So, like, literally, this is a dying argument.
Yeah. So then the stews are cleaning, and you know, everybody's getting on with it, but they keep cutting back to Matt having a fit. He's like, God, this is fucked up. The crew can't do this for me. You know, and then he's bitching to someone in the kitchen. He's like, no time off, no hours of rest. Everyone else has a team. You know, they suck. And Malia hears like, him. And so she comes in, she goes, Matthew, it's part of your job.
Yeah, he's like, listen, I don't want to talk about it, okay? And she goes, she's just like, look, do you want us to make paninis? We can make paninis. We could do this. Like, I'm good. No, I'm good. So now he's complaining that he has to do all this work. And then someone actually is nice enough to offer help. And then he's like, no, I'm good. No, and she goes, no, you're not good. We're a team. And you're a part of that team, whether you like it or not, unless, of course, you have Valium on board. Okay? So that's the rules here. He goes, listen. No, you listen. Let us fucking help you. Let us make paninis for – help us make paninis for you. Okay? We're making paninis for you.
So she's like, yeah, I got a lot of experience coddling chefs. Like, you just want to shake them and say, this is your job. So
then we get a flashback of Tom going, guess we're off in an hour. How am I supposed to put this all away? First, you put the potatoes in the bin, and then you'll have to slice a cucumber. What's next? I've got to slice an avocado. I just can't do it, Malia. I can't do it, Malia.
Yeah, so she's like, okay, I know it sucks. And he says he's just being a big baby. She goes, well, I mean, I pegged you as a crier. He goes, only during sex. She goes, okay, there we go. He's back.
So creepy. So like, oh God. If you're someone who says make these jokes in a workplace, just like stop. If you see yourself in Matt, know you're doing something wrong.
So cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. These are 2 hours I could have spent prepping. I hope you enjoy it. And Malia's like, well, we all have a tough job, don't we? So they get served, and Courtney sees a salad, and she goes, what's this, placenta? I don't know. I'm sorry. I meant pimenta. Like, polenta.
They're like, polenta? Pontiac cars. No, that's not even like it.
Magenta. That's a color.
Elephant. No.
That doesn't even rhyme, Courtney.
Fergie. What? By the way, why did it take him 2 hours to make that salad? That's the thing. I don't. This is Matt. These are Matt issues, okay? This is not system issues. It's about how chefs are supposed to make lunch. So David is like, Matt gets wired very quickly and he spirals. What he needs it now is reassurance and a kick up the ass, which I could do because I'm a very naughty man. Very naughty. Not the nice man. I'm a naughty. I kick people in the ass. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, he says that, but he's just kissing his ass the whole time. He's like, would you like to fist bump, bro? That's right. Fist bump.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Courtney FaceTimes her parents, which is just seems like a nice standard scene. But then we find out that her dad actually has Alzheimer's, and she starts talking tearfully about how her dad is deteriorating, which has got to be just like, you know, a gut-wrenching experience. So I'm like, oh, I'm like already like, oh, this is sad. So then we then pivot from that to them all getting dressed and getting ready to go out to the docks and the party and all that stuff. And the deckies are all sitting out on the bow or the stern or wherever it is, and they're like talking about the girls that they like and who likes who, etc. And
these guys are so ridiculous. Oh my God. Like fist bump. Oh yes, fist bump, bro. Do you like any girls? I'm not saying. Do you like any girls? No, you say first. All right, I like a girl. Okay, I'll give you a name from the letter of the alphabet for what girl I like. Ooh, I know. Is it the letter L? Or is it above that? Is it M? L-M-N-O-B. It is. Ooh, I know who it is. It's like, oh my God. Someone, please get over here and bully the fuck out of these guys. I can't.
No, I support it because we've had too many douchebags. And I liked that when Lloyd
middle
was
ground.
Alluding.
Middle ground.
I liked when Lloyd was alluding to who David liked. He's like, oh, I know. Does her name start with the letter that's after mine? And David goes, L? Like, no, the letter after. He goes, well, there's two L's in Lloyd. He goes, no, no, no. Here, let me sing the alphabet song to help you out. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. And David goes, L, M, N, O, P. Goes, there you go. What? P. It's like, oh my God.
So Matt, they're all going out, right? They're getting to the vans. And Matt's like, Daddy needs to get a little loose right now. And so they go out to a restaurant and they order drinks, and Matt orders a whole bottle of rosé. He's like, I'm going to get you wasted.
Yeah. And everything is fun. Everyone's like laughing. And then they cut to Matt just eating like a pig, like literally just like shoving food in his mouth. Some of it's bouncing off his lips. Some of it's landing on the floor on his plate. He's like, he's like, I'm Lord Fussy because I get fussy. So Lexi says, what's your sign? Scorpio, we're freaky. I met my last girlfriend at a sex party. And everyone's like, oh. Like, it's even if it's a joke, it's like a big and if it's real, it's like, like, oh, you don't want to know.
Yeah, we're vibing at a sex party. No, it's like, it's true, guys. It's true.
And then Malia's like, David, I like that you're not as shy as you were last time. And he's like, I love Dave. yeah, we know, Matt. We know. I haven't jerked off in like a month. They're like, oh, Matt.
He's like, give me a hooker. That's what I want, a hooker. Yes, what I'm saying, because I'm going to manifest it. She's like, Matt, that's enough. He's like, you know what? You know what? I don't give a fuck. And you know why I don't give a fuck? Because I've worked with too many douchebags, so I know I'm better than them no matter what I say.
Yeah, to fucking piss. I couldn't perform well at my first sex party. And Courtney goes, no one cares. No one cares. I was like, yeah. And Emily's like, Matt, shut up. Ooh, Matt.
And so everyone's like, shut up, dude. And he won't stop. And so yeah. Courtney's like, shut the fuck up, we're at a meal. And he's like, let's talk more about Dave and let's about that. All right, Courtney. Just you're the one talking about it, bro.
And it's like, you know what? I don't like people giving me shit. I've worked too hard to get shit for being myself. I'm like, work too hard. You weren't even there for the first day of the charter, for crying out loud. You didn't even want to make them lunch.
Give me crap about myself. I'm like, fuck you. I'm going home. I'm going home. So he gets up and leaves the table and goes to the elevator. And he's like, I'm proud of myself for how nice I am, for how clean I am. Fuck you people.
And everyone's just like, ugh, chefs. they don't try to make him stop. They're not like, come back. They just let him go because he's just so creepy and annoying. So then Matt's in the van. He like turns, he takes the camera and pushes it down, the GoPro down. It's like, ooh. And they don't even give him when he does that, they don't even give him a commercial break. That's how little that people care about Matt, that he doesn't even get a cliffhanger when he turns the camera down. Everyone knows. If you're on a reality show and you see a GoPro and you're mad and you hit the GoPro so it goes down and aims at the floor, that's a commercial break. And Matt doesn't even get that.
Yeah, and he just keeps saying, I've worked so hard to get where I am. Ugh.
It's a real episode it's a big episode for I'm richer than you and I've worked so hard. It's a big, big episode for those sort of like drunken self-acclamations.
So Malia's like, guys, let's just keep Matt positive because we don't want to cook steak again.
Too late. Yeah.
So then everyone's wasted again. It's later. And so Z's dancing on a table and then giving Courtney a lap dance. And you're the best, daddy. So then back in the boat, Matt's in the galley, wrapping his knives in a towel. Like, I'm done. I've worked so hard to get where I am.
Yeah, and then back at the restaurant, Courtney is FaceTiming Z's brother, and they're all like FaceTiming people that they know, and like Matt is still packing up. He puts on a t-shirt that says, just be nice. And then Lloyd makes a call to someone, and then all of a sudden Courtney starts to sob because she starts thinking about her dad and how he has Alzheimer's and everything. So she just goes into the bathroom, and then Lexi follows her in there to console her, and they're both kind of like, you know, Courtney starts talking about how her dad has Alzheimer's and how she feels like they're grieving him while he's still alive. And Lexi's like, well, my dad died 4 months ago and I deal with that shit every fucking day. So they're really just like having each other in that moment in the bathroom.
Right. So then everybody else gets the bill. And for whatever reason, they have to pay for it. I thought production paid for this shit. I'd be like, no, I'm not paying for this. Yeah. So they're splitting up the bill and they're paying at the cashier, right? So everybody's taking turns paying. And Malia pays $300 or whatever. And so Lexi comes in and she's like, do I have a bill here? And she goes, oh, Malia, you paid, Malia? And so he's like, no, you have to pay, Lexi. She's like, oh, but I thought Malia just said she paid because she heard her. And Lloyd's like, we're all paying $300.
And she goes, pause. And he's like, but everyone paid $300. Anyway, Malia, since your name is Malia and not Lloyd, tell me what I owe you in euros and I'll pay that back to you. And he goes, $300. Pause. Don't make me be a bitch here. Okay, I'm a Capricorn and we're smart as fuck. Like, can we compare to Grease here? And Courtney's like, no one's calling you dumb. Like, we can go there. I have a physics degree. Pause.
I have a I have a biology degree. Okay.
I have a bulbous. I have a Bilbao.
It's like, what do you have? And Courtney goes, I love you, Lexi. She goes, yeah, because, like, I'm not a cheap person. Like, I pay my bills. So now she's going off like they're accusing her of not paying her bill, but she's also not paying her bill.
She's not. She's like stalling by asking so much, like repeatedly, how much is it? That finally Courtney pays it for her, right? So Lexi's like, now I'm turning evil. Like even Z is annoyed, and Z like does nothing but stand around and smile and sometimes get, you know, hit by a rope, right? But like he's just like happy-go-lucky Z, and even he's getting annoyed. So and then we cut to Matt, who is still packing, and he goes up to Martin and he's like, do you have a spare bag? I'm going home now. I'm done. I quit.
Why does he need a spare bag? Didn't you bring your suitcase? I'm so confused about Matt. He confuses me in every scene. So he points right in the camera and he's like, you can find someone else to take this shit. And then he punches the camera. And then we go back to the other guys, and Z, now they're walking like they're walking outside like through the court area.
Or the square.
Yeah, the square. And so he's carrying Courtney, but she's too, like, he's too small and she's too big, so they like topple over. They're wasted. So
that part too.
And then back at the boat, Matt's like, good luck finding some asshole chef. And he punches another camera down. And then he's just going, I'm done. I'm so fucking done. Let's go. I'm done.
And then this, I get at Jake, who I think is like, you know, there's like Martin and Jake. I forget what they each do, but Jake is like, okay, let's go, bro, before you break anything else. and then Z falls over with Courtney, and they're like, Daddy, Z, you're hurt. So they make it look like Z has actually just like broken his spine. And again, Z is the one who gets the commercial break, not Matt, if I remember correctly. But when we come back, Daddy is, he's okay because he's daddy, and he's, even though his mouth is covered in blood.
So Lexi's just marching around like, I hate everyone. And meanwhile, poor Z's covered in blood. He's like, I'm fine. So then they get in the vans, and Malia's like, so how cute was it talking to your family, Z? And he's like, oh, Josh is my closest brother. So you're half brother? He's like, no, I'm from an adopted family. And Malia's like, I have an adopted brother. So they bond, and he tells her that he's the only black sibling. He was adopted when he was 3. And she's like, so you never met your mom? And he says, no, I was really close with my mom, actually. I spent the week with my mom and the weekends with my grandmother, who was the domestic of my parents. Well, the people who are my parents now. And my mom passed when I was 3, and then that family adopted him.
I like that story.
I do,
yeah,
too.
It's like sad, but also lovely. Yeah, love Z. Like, I love him. So then in the other van, Lexi was talking about how she has a lot of issues. And Katie's like, well, we all have our issues that we deal with. And she goes, did your dad die? And Katie's like, oh, shit. So then Katie's trying to be like, you know, you can't just, there's no timeline for when you get over that things and you have to deal with it, how you deal with it. You know, she's trying to be kind of like supportive or whatever, you know. And then they get back to the boat, and everyone's trying to predict where Matt's going to be. They're like, is he going to be in the galley? Is he going to be on the deck? Where is he going to be? And everyone's like looking for him, and they can't find him. And then they kind of just like forget about him for the rest of the episode.
So let's see. Malia and Lexi are in their cabin. They're all changing to go to the hot tub. And so Lexi's standing up, getting stuff out of the top bunk. And she's like, why are my hundreds in my bathing suit? Oh, that's where my hundreds are. And Malia's annoyed with her already. So she's like, are you planning on spending them at the hot tub? She's like, do not snap at me because I'm Satan, okay? And anyone can get snapped at.
And Malia says, well, tonight, with the bill, that was just, you know.
Yeah, like how Courtney, who's had more drinks than you, can tell me what the bill is, but you can't.
Yeah, and so Malia's like, And so Lexi says, like, let's avoid this at all costs because I'm fucking Satan. So Malia's like, why do you keep referring to yourself as Satan? She's legit. I legit don't care. Okay. Because I have a life to go back to and you don't. Okay.
Emily is like, yeah, in the Bahamas with your burn list. She's, no, I live in Miami in a high rise in an $8,000 condo. So let's be honest, I can be a cut fitness, okay? I have every right to be. I have a condo.
It's like, so does Auntie Lopa. Okay.
So crazy. So Malia's like, oh, because people that live in an $8,000 high rise have the right to be a cut fitness. And she's like, no, because I feel like you like to be a cut fitness and you like to get away with it and you're not my boss.
So I couldn't tell if, I wonder how the audience, I'm wondering how people were feeling about this, because I know there were a lot of people who were really probably excited to have someone say that to Malia. But also Lexi was being totally deranged too, you know?
She was, but Malia's also poking. But Lexi, even I, who really detest Malia lately these days, I even am on Malia's side.
Yeah, I mean, I think Lexi was really like off her rocker this episode. So now they all go up to the hot tub and they're all partying and they're champagne. It seems like whatever tension there was there has sort of like settled for a little bit. So, and then Courtney asks Katie if she's ever fucked anyone in the guest area. And Katie's like, yes, of course I have. Just, I feel like everything is like a, it's like a reference to the last season of Below Deck and Francesca, right? Because it's constantly like, oh yeah, of course. Like it's no big deal to go into a guest room.
Yeah. So then Courtney drunkenly starts playing truth or dare with everybody. Oh, yeah, you already said that. Sorry. So then they dare David to run around the boat, the bow of the boat naked, and he does. And they're like, wow. And Malia says, I'm impressed. Not with him being naked, but that he did that dare.
Yeah, and smelled so good while doing it. Wow. So, and so then Lexi starts calling David a kiss ass. David leans into Malia and goes, I have a question, Malia. Would you ever see me as someone more than you worked with? Oh, no. And she gives his face like, ugh.
Yeah, and Lexi's like, David, shut your kiss ass up, you fucking kiss ass. Motherfucker. And Malia's like, that's hard to answer. And he's like, well, it's hard to ask. I'll tell you that much. That was very difficult to ask, cream of the crop or crop.
And stop Lexi's, kissing ass! Yeah. Ew! Pause.
And Lloyd's like, Lexi, why don't you shut the fuck up? And she's like, Lloyd, I thought you liked me. And he's, yeah, I did before you started saying shit like that. Shut the fuck up.
So then Lexi's like, Courtney, attack him. It's still oddly enough in like a good space. And so Courtney is like pretending to attack him, and Lexi comes over like all laughing. She's like attacking him with booze, but then she's like, you're a pussy, he's a pussy, he's a pussy. So that Lloyd does not like that. That's clearly triggers something in Lloyd.
She takes his face and puts it in her boobs and like motorboats him or whatever. And Lexi thinks she's being funny, but she's like, no one's having it, you know?
She's not reading the room.
Yeah. And so Lloyd gets really mad and leaves the hot tub. And Lexi's like, just let him go, Courtney. Let him go. Let him walk away. And Malia's like, just stop, dude. And they're calling for Lloyd to come back in. He's like, I'll be back in a bit. So he stalks off, and he tells us, this girl has no idea what to say in social situations, but when it goes to more than just words, I do not want to be touched. Just wanted to get out of there.
I just needed to get somewhere so someone could throw some books at my head until I smiled again. That's all. So then Lex is like, I was just playing with him. Emily goes, well, calling someone a pussy is pretty offensive. And Lexi goes, well, I acknowledge that I was mean. And Z pipes in. He's like, you can't give him shit. You can't give him shit. He's like, you're being a fucking deckhand right now.
Emily is like, want to elaborate on that? And Courtney's like, no, please, just everyone shut the fuck up right now. Emily goes, yeah, guys, you're just being deckhands. You're all just deckhands.
She doesn't mean anything. Malia goes, she doesn't mean anything. She takes to offense. But it is offensive, isn't it?
And Lexi's like, oh, get over it. I'm not kissing your ass. Just go to bed. Go to bed. Go to bed.
So Malia then.
Classic Bravo there.
Yeah, go to bed. The go to bed order. So Malia goes and tells Katie that Lexi's being a dick. And she goes, she made Lloyd cry. And then they just randomly cut to Z just running into a wall. Did you catch that? She made Lloyd cry. It's like, Z crashed into another wall. Z hits his head a lot, by the way.
Yeah. So now it's just Courtney and Lex in the hot tub. And Courtney's like, that was not the way to handle that. She's like, I don't give a fuck, Courtney. So then, she made Lloyd cry. So Katie's like, well, I'll go find her then. And Katie says, you know, I don't feel good being the bad guy. You know, right now, I really just don't want to deal with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Lexi, I guess David's there. He's either in the hot tub or around the hot tub. And she goes, David, fuck off. This is not your time. So then Katie goes up to the hot tub and to like figure out what's going on. And Malia says, you know, you and I had a problem before we came out, and then you really said some inappropriate things to Lloyd. And Lexi goes, I'm fucking inappropriate. And Malia's like, I'm not the one who's offended.
And I say, you're being inappropriate. And she's like getting her finger in her face. And Katie's like, just sit down, Lexi. And she has her finger in Dave's face. And she's like, Dave, you're a pussy and a fake ass. And so Katie's screaming, stop. And Lexi's just waving her off in her face. She's like, you can fuck right off. Emily is like, that is your chief stew. She's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and then she starts doing this. Like, if you want to call me a bitch, I can be a bitch. So Katie is like losing her mind. And she's like, if you fuck up, it's on me. Like when you lash out and Lexi's like, Katie, I'd live with her. She's like, I know. So we'll swap cabins. Okay, I need to know what the fuck happened. So now Lexi starts to cry.
Yeah, and she's like, Courtney, I have my back. And Katie's screaming, listen to me.
So Malia, it's
so crazy. Everybody's screaming and yelling and crying.
And they keep cutting to Captain Sandy just like snoring in her room during all this.
Yeah, she's like, Norman. Do your food.
Branzino. So now, like, Malia's downstairs now, and Katie is calming down Lexi. So Malia decides, you know what, I'm going to drain the hot tub now. I'm going to do that. So she goes back upstairs to drain the hot tub, which really just reignites everything.
Yeah, especially this is Malia. This is what she does, though. You see? She's mad, so she just keeps going around and poking. It's already completely out of hand, so she's like, now I'm going to go drain the hot tub and tell that bitch to get out.
Yeah, I did not feel like Malia was acting like a leader in this situation, in this fight. I think she engaged too much in the fight. It's hard not to when, you know, people are saying shit and everyone's drunk. But Katie felt like she was trying to defuse the situation. And Malia, by her going back up to that hot tub, Malia had already participated in this. And then she goes up and then she's like, get the fuck off the deck. Get off the deck. So
yeah, and like, she's going around to all the other people like, oh, we're just deckhands, guys. Like, she's just stoking, right? Like, I don't think this is her fault, but I think she's definitely stoking, poking, stoking.
Right. Well, like, Katie should not have to be Katie's like, stop fighting! She shouldn't have to be yelling that at her stew and at the bosun. Like, and by the way, it's totally disrespectful for the second stew to be like mouthing off at the bosun. The bosun is higher ranked, right? But like, also the bosun should, like, it shouldn't be a fight like that. Like, the bosun, I think, should have more leadership qualities in her in this moment. But then again, I mean, it also was a pretty awful moment. Like, it was just so, how could you also not be totally aggravated by the situation too?
Yeah. So Katie's,
I'm playing
like,
it both sides, but I don't care.
Yeah, Malia's wrong too, I think. I mean, Lexi started it, but Malia still sucks, and this is why. So then Malia's like, well, guess what? I'm draining it, so get out. And Lexi's like, she's getting mean. And Katie's like, I don't care, just stop talking. She's like, get the fuck off the deck. And she's like, don't say that. She goes, suck my dick. She's like, fuck you. You don't get to talk to me like you're my mother, who also says suck my dick to me, okay?
Yeah. She goes, you're a fucking bosun, stand the fuck down, okay? You're supposed to be a fucking chief stew. You're failing at your job. And then just cut back to Sandy, who's like, Norman.
Yeah. Mentor. So then Malia's like, get out. It's like she walks right up to her face. She's like, get out. And you're right, Katie's in between them, like trying to keep them apart. And Lexi's like, bitch, I will fuck you up. You're supposed to be the chief stew. You fail at your job. Fuck off.
Yeah. So then downstairs, The Deckies are telling Lloyd that they have his back, you know, and then Courtney's just like crying in the bathroom because she's just going, she's been in her own sort of storyline during all this. She's just sort of emotionally going through it. So then Z goes to comfort her. And this was this not like the 80s movie scene where like the nerdy kid goes and consoles the popular girl who's crying in the bathroom at the party and like they finally have their connection? I was like, it's happening. But it's real life, so it's just a moment where he comforts her and nothing more.
And then we see David run to Malia, like white knighting for Malia. David,
no.
So he runs to her and he's like, oh my God, there's a million shitty people in the world and you're not one of them. You're amazing.
You're the exact opposite. It's almost as if there was a field and the field, they put seeds in the field and guess what? Those seeds turned into plants and those plants became a crop. And then someone decided to pour milk in the crop and some of the milk separated and you were the cream of the crop. That's what you are, Malia.
So then Malia goes to Lloyd and she's like, sorry, tonight was shit, mate. And he's like, why? It was amazing.
So then
Malia. Lexi comes in, right? Because they're in the crew mess. So then Lexi comes in and sees them and she's like just being meh and she's ignoring them. And David's like, oh, hashtag pimpin'. And she's, David, you're whack. And he's like, hashtag unemployable.
Yeah, he's
a little Malia. He's stoking.
He was
it
a
too.
Little he got there was something about like his the way he was acting in this scene where I was like, don't like this look on you right now. Because yeah, he's like, you're funny, aren't you? Hashtag unemployable. She goes, I'm employable because I have more money than you, which literally makes no sense. like literally not a part of the job interview process. So Malia's like, David, don't engage, says the woman who just like went up and did this whole hot tub draining routine, which exacerbated an already terrible situation.
Yeah. So now Lexi's like, you're whack as fuck. Then Malia's like, don't. And she goes, Malia's whack too. She's like, sorry, your dad died. And I can tell she's being fake. So now they're like, oh, geez, Lexi, come on.
She's like, fuck off, Katie. You're a Capricorn and you can feel what I'm feeling. Okay. And you're smirking. You're smirking while you feel what I'm feeling. And then she turns to Z and goes, and Z, take your Afrikaans ass and go the fuck away.
Oh my God. And she's like, my dad fucking died. She's a fake ass bitch. And Z's like, no, she isn't. She's like, no, Z, stop being a kiss ass. Now you're being a kiss ass. Fuck off. Fuck off. And then it looks like she hits him in the face, but she like, I rewound it a couple of times. Yeah, like she gets her hand in his face, but she didn't quite hit him. And then she pushes him, and then it's to be continued.
I feel like every episode should end with the threat that Z may have died, because that's like two in a row now. We're like, Z! You know, like next week there's going to be like a lightning bolt, and we're like, oh no, did lightning strike Z? And it's like, no, I'm fine. I'm just downstairs, actually. Wasn't even close to the lightning.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, well, this one sure amped it up.
Yeah, it's crazy. I like cannot wait to see what happens on the next episode.
Yeah. Well, everybody, thanks so much for being with us. We will be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of New York City. Thanks so much for being here. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo. Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible Edible
incredible Matthew sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.